This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're now in the second hour. We've seen the biggest mass murder attack using a firearm in U.S. history. 49 dead. They revised the number down from 53, thank God. But more than 60 wounded, many fighting for their lives. At a victim disarmament temple. A temple of living in la-la land. A temple of being abused by the government. A temple of the government injecting gay men in New York in 1978 and 79. This has been declassified with HIV and the hepatitis vaccine. A temple of trusting a system that absolutely hates your guts. A temple of not allowing any firearms so that a security guard assigned to Homeland Security who goes to a local mosque that says kill the gays could come in and kill 49 people. And Hillary Clinton can launch the whole Arab Spring jihad, brag about what she did, overthrow all of our allies in places like Egypt, engage in mass murder, and then sit up there and blame the Second Amendment. Meanwhile, this is up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com. It's on the left-hand side, second story down. Hillary's State Department blocked investigation into Orlando Killer's Mosque, just like they did in San Bernardino with the Justice Department. They had a civil rights investigation. They were told, don't do it. The Fort Pierce Islamic Center, where Mateen worshiped several times a week, was under investigation by both the FBI and DHS as early as 2011 for ties to worldwide Islamic movement known as Tablighi Jamal, which was linked to several terrorist organizations. But the investigation was shut down under pressure from the Clinton-Rand State Department and DHS Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Office out of fear of offending Muslims. According to recently retired DHS agent Philip Haney, the FBI has opened cases twice on him, and yet they found no evidence to charge him. It means they didn't go through the same basic analytical process that I went through over a 3 to 4 hour period, which I was able to link the mosque to the previous cases, he told Roland Daly on Sunday. And we're getting him on the broadcast, if not tomorrow, the next day. That ties into this article. DHS agent Obama erased my intel, then scolded me. So that is happening. Yeah, I just talked to Farrah about 30 minutes ago. We're going to get all that set up. Let's go out to break. I'm trying to just shut up, and I'm not going to talk over. It's making me so mad. Blaming 50 cals, using one crime in U.S. history, blaming semi-auto. This guy got it all legally, worked under DHS. I mean, it's just, how about we just make all the DHS jobs the Muslims, and then they can just kill us more orderly? Here it is.
What to do after these situations? There always winds up being the gun debate. Tell me, in your estimation, what law would have made this situation not happen? What could have made this not a situation where this man was able to get weapons?
Anti-gunner coma.
Well, first of all, Florida doesn't regulate assault weapons or 50 caliber rifles or large capacity ammunition magazines. It doesn't require a permit to purchase a gun. It doesn't require any registration whatsoever. It doesn't require gun owners to be licensed, and it doesn't require a permit to carry a shotgun or a rifle. It doesn't even require a background check prior to the transfer of a firearm between, non-federally licensed parties. Now, you know, that's a lot of nuts, and, you know, I believe strongly that common sense gun safety reform across our country would make a difference. We know that gunmen used a weapon of war to shoot down, you know, at least 50 innocent Americans, and, you know, we won't even be able to get the Congress to prevent terrorists or people on the no-fly list from buying guns. This is just, totally incomprehensible, Chris, and I think, you know, we've got to get back to, you know, common sense gun safety reform. And we can't fall into the trap that is set up by the gun lobby that says if you can't stop every shooting and every incident, you should not try to stop any. We did have an assault weapons ban for 10 years.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, we have seen, obviously, the biggest mass murder in U.S. history using a firearm. Technically, you could argue things like wounded knee were worse. And we've been telling you it's coming. I had Tim Kennedy, 15 years, Special Forces. They always say on his UFC profile, former Special Forces. No, he's current Special Forces. And he was here breaking down and confirming the information I got from a Pentagon source higher than him that there are six cities they're planning to hit in the month of Ramadan that just started a few days ago. And obviously it's Orlando again, it's Miami, it's Boston, it's New York. It is San Francisco, L.A. Boston, they're not sure. And believe me, you better know, there are Army teams and others right now hunting cells down as we speak. Now, here's the schizophrenia of this whole thing. We have articles, stacks of them here, with DHS whistleblowers, FBI agents, Secret Service, you name it. One of our stories is on DrudgeReport.com right now. Hillary State Department blocked investigation into Orlando Killer's mosque. The imam that's on TV there in Orlando gets up on television and says, kill homosexuals, do them a favor, have compassion when you kill them. We played the clip twice last hour. There's the headline. The exact quote is, gays must die, says Muslim in Orlando mosque. Be compassionate and kill them. And he's so creepy. How do the liberals respond? They blame veterans and conservatives, libertarians, and gun owners. And Hillary, I just played it, says we need to go after semi-automatics, 50 cals, never been used in a crime except one armored car robbery. We need to blame the American people and disarm. Now, I'm not going to go back and pull up my two interviews. He's also been on the Nightly News. There's three interviews with Mr. Bracken. I'm not going to do that. Anybody that listens knows that he came on and said he believes before the election you will start seeing attacks, and he says specifically nightclubs. Because that's where you have disarmed people, no guns allowed. This guy was a security guard with a gun license, subcontracting for DHS with his brother-in-law, running a major operation with Obama, bringing in the, quote, refugees. That's why Homeland Security twice ordered the FBI not to even talk to the terrorist, Matin. This is Obama bringing in sleeper cells. This is Merkel and Hollande and all of them in a coordinated event. It's in the news. They land with these jets and don't even check their IDs. 80% military-age men. They bring in 0.7% Christians, even though Syria is 20% Christian or more. And Obama gets up and makes jokes and goes, we got to be fair. We can't just bring in Christians. That's because he is anti-Christian. And I used to hear this 8 years ago and roll my eyes. I just thought he was some CIA double, and it was meant to con the Muslims. They were playing some, you know, divide and conquer, clash of civilizations. I never in my wildest dreams thought that the socialist elite would actually ally with Islam for real. But you know what? They're doing it. I mean, I always knew there was criminal elements working with radical Islam. But my God, they've joined it. Obama wears that ring. He's got all those charms in his pocket. He speaks Arabic better, they say, than top imams. He grew up in a mosque in Indonesia. He really does want to mount America's head on the wall. He really is a sleeper cell. And you've got Hillary Clinton with Benghazi taking out the ambassadors they could ship the weapons in. We had all the whistleblowers on at the time. Had Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, on a few months ago. He came on and said, yes, you've done a great investigation. Yes, this is all accurate. The Pentagon 4 years ago started refusing to go along with Obama's plan to aid Al-Qaeda. So Obama changed the name to ISIS. So this isn't a coup against Obama. It's a counter coup to the globalist allied with Islam, with a war going on inside the intelligence agencies and the military where they're being ordered to stand down and not go after these sleeper cells that are directly working for DHS. I remember the headlines, even in the Times of London back off. It was FBI agents saying, it's like they had Al-Qaeda above us. They knew every move we were making before we got orders. So here to try to break this down, he'll be with us 30 minutes the next hour, but he's going to be here as a pundit, a guest. We're going to go back and forth, play a lot of clips, also take some of your calls. Is Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com, who basically was here with us just a few months ago saying, a month and a half ago, this is imminent, this is coming down, this is happening. He's an author, former Navy SEAL, comes highly recommended from Stuart Rose, a lot of the great patriots, and some folks I know at the Pentagon that say, you know, this guy's dead on, have him on. Because they're going to tell you classified stuff. They just go, here, this guy knows exactly what's going on, talk to him. Or, hey, is this accurate, these six cities I was told about? You know, talking to a Delta Force person, and they go, well, yeah. And they believe that the attacks are not coordinated, but it's like fire ants that go up your leg. They release a pheromone, and then simultaneously they all start stinging once that one leader gives out the pheromone. So as these attacks happen, they're probing, they're seeing the resolve, they're testing, and the fact that they just keep bringing more refugees in as these attacks happen is emboldening it. So we're going to talk to Matt Bracken. Joe Biggs is on the ground. He'll be co-hosting with us coming up at the start of the next hour as well. Leanne McAdoo is hopping mad. She wants to come in the studio, one of our reporters. It's all over the news, folks. Here in this audience, we know what happened. It's totally clear. More Islamic attack. part of a larger jihad. The tattoo that was predicted by our guest just a month ago here on air. Like, look up Bracken's last visit. I don't give the actual. I think it was a month ago. But in mainstream media, it is, oh, my gosh, homophobia. Oh, this is just like conservatives, the attack on poor gays. We need hate crime laws to restrict free speech. We need to ban semi-autos and 50 cals. Rainbow flags everywhere. Nothing about this guy's imam saying go out and kill gays. Nothing about his brother-in-law being a major runner with DHS of these people in. I mean, this is infiltration. There it is, April 27th, 2016. Navy SEAL, massive collapse inevitable. Yeah, that was the first interview. It's the second interview. It was about a week later, and it was the headline was on sleeper cells and tattoo. The point is, you can read his articles from years ago. And you can go see, just 2 weeks ago, Special Forces, top Special Forces soldier, says ISIS cells now in the U.S., attacks imminent. That was 2 weeks ago. Tim Kennedy, right here, sitting right here. So, this is all going on right now. We've got Army veteran Joe Biggs there on the ground right now. He'll be joining us. But this is just the incredible nature of what we face. Orlando Killer worked for a company transporting illegal immigrants inside the U.S., was interviewed by FBI three times. The president has ordered, outside of law, these private groups to be set up to bring in Chinese, Mexicans, Eastern Europeans, Muslims, Arabs. It's massive. Brother-in-law of nightclub killer hates Trump, works with refugees. Trump better talk about this in his speech today. And I've been talking to Stone. We're trying to get all this to Trump. U.S. probing whether anyone helped gunman in Orlando. Oh, think so? Go to his mosque. Reuters. Imam speaking in Orlando says gays must be killed out of compassion. Omar Mateen, terrorist, 29-year-old Islamic radical. Orlando killer worked for company transporting. Again, this is what's going on. And ISIS claimed responsibility within hours, and I couldn't find it for 7-8 hours, them even admitting it yesterday, or even saying he was a Muslim. He pledged allegiance in the 911 call to ISIS. He said, I did this for ISIS. And he was cold and calm, stalling the negotiators outside while he shot more people. I'm going to tell you this. If I'm being held hostage or anybody else, I want the police to storm immediately. I don't want you to sit there on the phone thinking he's going to stop while he's capping people, taking his time. Storm him, kill him. Just like I did with the tower shooter. And yeah, folks, I've had somebody in Dallas repeatedly twice pull guns on me. I took the guns away from them. I'm not claiming I'm the toughest guy in the world, but we need the police default to storm. Now, I'm not a former guy trained in anti-terrorism like our next guest, but that's what needs to be done. When they do storm it quicker, there's a lot less deaths. That's what the Russians do. But now, going to our guest, I appreciate you coming on, sir. Good to have you with us. Of course, the website for folks that want to visit it. Is enemiesforeigndomestic.com. I'm going to skip this one break because we got to make some sacrifices around here to be able to cover all this. This is so insane. I want to get into what happened, the details, your prediction, unfortunately, coming true, your next predictions. Tim Kennedy said the intel is they're going to double the attacks every year. That's the uncoordinated plan, but that's the metric. So I want to talk about that with you. Do you agree with that? But overall, in general, what is the motive? Do you disagree with what I'm saying by Obama and the concerted left worldwide, allied with radical Islam? How it's quite a trick to get their super liberal constituency to blame conservatives and veterans and patriots and libertarians and survivalists when we're the people that are right warning them and they're in love with radical Islam. I mean, is this just a form of bondage? Is it a form of cuckolding? What is happening here? Is it Stockholm syndrome, Mr. Bracken?
I found a terrific quote recently by, of all people, going into the Wayback Machine, Ilias Ramirez Sanchez, a.k.a. Carlos the Jackal. Now, he's in prison in France for life. When you have to do some pretty bad things in France to get life in prison, like murder a bunch of people. Back in the 70s, the PLO was allied with the German Bader-Meinhof and Red Brigades. So it was sort of like a left and Islam coalition, which seemed to have gone away. But Carlos the Jackal wrote a foreword to an Islamist book recently from prison. Of course, they let him do that. You know, he's got like a suite in prison. And it says that only a coalition of Islamist and socialist forces can defeat the United States. And in the Obama administration, we get a twofer. We've got them both covered, raised by Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii, the communist, and then trained in madrasa schools. So we've got both of them in one, folded together in one. After the Benghazi attack, there were hearings in the State Department. A State Department official came out with a quote that should be in everybody's mind: the Taliban is inside the building. He was referring to Huma Abedin, Valerie Jarrett, and others who are allied closely with the Muslim Brotherhood. When Obama came in, he had all of the law enforcement and intelligence agency doctrines and training methods purged of any mention of Islamic jihad. Imagine trying to fight World War II, but you were not allowed to say Nazi, SS, Gestapo, or Hitler because it would offend all the decent, moderate Germans. That's how crazy it is today. It's completely out of control. It's insane. It is an infiltration process. It's not something that's theoretical. It's very well known that the second generation of immigrants are often more radical than their parents. Often the sons go to the mosque and they're taught that their parents are backers and backsliders. And if they want to, you know, return to the true faith, they have to become jihadists. So I don't care if this guy Mateen was born in the United States to Afghan radicals. He's even more radical. And when I watch television, I was watching MSNBC last night. They were interviewing the imam from the guy's Fort Pierce mosque. And the MSNBC interviewer was looking at him like he was looking at, Reverend Jones or Father Flannery or, you know, Rabbi Schwartz. Like, oh, really? When the guy's saying, oh, it's a sin to lie. That's a lie. In Islam, it's not a sin to lie. To an infidel, anything that you do to help the spread of Islam is good, halal. Anything you do against Islam is forbidden, haram. Truth and lie has nothing to do with it. So these people can look right in our face and say, I am a moderate Muslim. I am against Sharia. Well, you don't know if that's true or not. But if they're wearing the Abe Lincoln chin beard and they've got a Muhammad, skull cap on, and they're wearing traditional garb and their wife's wearing a hijab or a burqa, they believe in Sharia. They believe the whole package. But I'd like to say a lot more about that, but I really want to go to this attack in Orlando because a lot of things don't add up and don't make sense to me. There are some things that I'm waiting for these brainiacs on the mainstream media to ask a few questions. They're starting to ask, why did it take 3 hours when after Columbine, the policy became to the first responders just go in and disrupt.
So I'm right when I say, storm immediately.
Absolutely. There's a hero, an American hero. There should be statues of this guy. And I'm ashamed because I forgot to write down the notes. I believe his name was something like Luke Woodley, but this is in Oregon, like in the 80s or early 90s. A nut came into his high school, a student with a semi-automatic 22. With an extended clip on a Ruger 10/22, and he started shooting up the cafeteria. And the hero, I believe his name is Luke, and I hope I'm not naming the wrong guy, but the hero charged the guy when he was reloading, when he was switching mags, and he took bullets. He was going to go to college like on a wrestling scholarship. It wrecked his life, but he saved many lives. And that's what you have to do, whether you're in church or a nightclub. Personally, I don't go to killing zones like that. No exit nightclubs. It could be a fire like the Whitesnake concert or a stampede.
Yeah,
like
Great White.
I just don't like going to these places where you're basically at the mercy of a herd instinct that can get, like a buffalo stampede off a cliff. Personally, I don't like that. Now, even if I'm in church, though, I'm looking around. I do consider myself the sheepdog, even though I've been out of the military for decades and decades. I do consider myself the sheepdog, and I don't expect everybody else to,
Well, sure. What do you make of and I saw the Attorney General and others congratulating themselves for what they did, and I guess that is the big scandal I haven't talked enough about. 3 hours?
And what about the security guard? That nightclub, the Pulse Club, needs to get their money back from that off-duty police officer. Now, I haven't heard anything about a dead police officer, but if you're a sheepdog and a wolf with, bloody fangs runs into your herd of sheep, there should be either a dead wolf or a dead sheepdog. He was there with a gun and a bulletproof vest and a badge. what happened to him? How come we're not interviewing him to find out what happened? Why wasn't he, you know, either he's got an empty magazine and he's out of all reloads and he's there on the floor with the people he was being paid to protect. I'm sorry, even if I'm at church and I've got nothing on me, you have to charge the guy. You have to. Even if one guy gets up to charge, it'll give courage to the others. Then if the guy's getting bum rushed from three or four directions, you're going to take him out. The guy in Oregon, and I hope it might be Washington. Somebody can look it up.
I remember the story. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows about it. Keep going.
The guy bum rushed him by himself, took bullets, but he took the guy down. Now, they're reporting from inside this nightclub that he was changing magazine after magazine after magazine. That's when you have to do it. If you see how tightly the bodies are compressed in there, it would be hard for a hero across the room to do anything, obviously. But still, it's disconcerting that, you know, that there was no rush made, or maybe it was ineffective. For all we know, there are tons of heroes in there dead that did try to do it. So I don't want to say
anything.
Notice about
they
that.
Always try to target liberal areas where people are disarmed because they know there's a tendency not to fight back.
Yeah, they're not going to do it at an NRA convention, I guarantee you. But, or a gun show or you know, a NASCAR, you know, car rally. It's not going to, a custom car rally. It's not going to happen there because everybody's packing.
It's not going to happen on a motorcycle rally. Now, I want to come back from break and get into the geopolitical issues here, but you predicted an increase in these attacks. You called it Tet 2. Let's talk about your predictions now.
Yeah, are we going to break now? Or?
In a few minutes, but let's start talking about predictions now.
Yeah, the pheromone, the insect communication pheromone analogy is perfect. And what they're hoping is that each matin is going to spur more of these radical Islamist nutcases to go off. I'm not as sure as you are that there are active cells. The so-called, card-carrying ISIS members, there doesn't need to be. This is much more like a swarm of jellyfish or stinging insects that are communicating by the chemical pheromone. So as, you know, success breeds success in their ideology. So I would expect to see, more of these because it works. And also, as far as the guns go, it's important to keep in mind this is not the worst mass murder at a nightclub. It's the worst mass shooting at a nightclub. The worst mass murder happened in the Bronx in 1990 when a guy got thrown out of the Happy Land Social Club nightclub, an unlicensed nightclub, so it didn't have, good fire escapes, things like that. He came back with a little, a two-gallon can, a jug of gasoline, spread it around the front entrance, lit it up, and 87 people were burned to death. Now, if Martin, he's a security guard, so he's thinking guns. But if he just smashed into the front, with a barrel of gasoline on the front of a truck, he would have killed all 300 people inside. No.
Absolutely. And that's something the globalists should know. If they think they're just going to take our guns and then have some war against the American people and win, all the real fighters in this country know that a car or gasoline or just all these other weapons are more powerful, going up against large groups of people than firearms. So, Hillary and all these people need to understand that.
If Hillary Clinton wants to start a second civil war, all she needs to do is move to take away our Second Amendment rights. Because when they come to take away your Second Amendment rights, that's when you use them. There's a great quote by Solzhenitsyn about how they burned when they were in the Gulag camps later because they just let these KGB or MVD, whatever they were called at the time, GRU, they just let them come up into their high-rise apartments, grab people out of an apartment, haul them off. They didn't attack their paddy wagon, their Black Maria paddy wagons. They didn't attack the KGB guys in the stairwells with axes if they had to. There are not enough federal law enforcement agents to even make a dent. Any federal law enforcement agents, as I like to say, the boys and girls down in the fusion centers who are watching me right now, you have got to make a decision. Because if you go with Team Tyranny, and you in any way go out for gun confiscation against American citizens, you are a domestic enemy of the Constitution. And we will shoot you right back.
Well, I'll say this. They have openly sided with the globalists who side with radical Islam. There should be no debating the fact that this country has been hijacked and we have occupiers just like Vichy French in control. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that
plot. Teleprompter free, 4 hours of radio / television every day. InfoWars Nightly News comes back at 7 o'clock Central every evening. And I tell you, I'm not up here trying to be shocking. I'm not up here trying to be sensational. Reality is so much crazier than fiction. We're going to go back to our guests in a moment. It's so profound that the exact same plan in Europe and here in the U.S. is being carried out, where our governments and the socialist left, backed by all these big trillion-dollar companies, are getting rid of the borders, advertising to bring in the most radical Muslims you can, allowing them to attack, and then declaring civil emergency in Europe and arresting people by the thousands that even try to march or criticize what's happening or hand out flyers. I've had reporters in Germany for a week and a half. They're still there. They're at migrant camps right now, following those reports. And the German police, everybody just run over. The security guards threaten them when they just try to videotape the refugee center. There's an arrogance at the train station, you know, by the Muslims, everybody. They're just used to everybody bowing down. How they got Europeans to be so cowardly and pathetic is, I guess, they arrest you. They arrested Marie Le Pen for saying France faces the biggest threat to its survival since the Nazi invasion. And of course, it was the Vichy French, for those that don't know the history of it. Most of the general staff have been paid off by the Nazis. They didn't like the government they already had. And the French shut down. And the British Expeditionary Force had to basically get pushed to the sea at Dunkirk. And they had a secret treaty with the British. The Nazis did. That's why they stopped the bombing of a lot of the ships as they tried to get away. But that's all lost in the fog of history. Obviously, the British then broke that treaty, as the Germans had pretty much broken it. And the Deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, flew into England and parachuted in with the treaty and the rest of them. They locked him up in the tower. But I'm digressing. The Vichy French, for me, are the biggest example of globalism. Because people think so much of warfare is armies lining up and countries battling each other, but so much of it is infiltrating the other governments and paying people off. Like most of the Iraqi government and military was paid off pre-1991, during Desert Shield, because the CIA had put Saddam and a lot of those guys in power, so they had infiltrators all over the place, and they were telling people, hey, there's $20 million in your Swiss bank account, General. All you got to do is, once that night happens, is get out of there and get to this point, we'll have a helicopter land and get you. And they did do that. They're going to be retiring in Switzerland. And the general will be like, but what do I do? My family, have your kids there, have your wife there. Just don't bring too much stuff. Well, that's the same thing went on with France. That's what globalism is. They come and they take over your government. They come and they take over your institutions. And then it's a soft coup. They're there. And they open the borders up and start bringing in all these jihadis. I just don't see why, if the globalists already had control of the U.S. and Europe, why they would do something this insane. And it's because they literally hate the West. Obama and Hollande and all these people really want to see it gone. And you want to do that, you bring in 10% of the population Muslim, it's over. It is game over. Your society will be wrecked and dysfunctional forever. So we're going to go to our guest here in a moment and ask what he thinks from his Navy SEAL background, his research background, predicting this so accurately, what's coming next. And then we're going to open the phones up specifically on the shootings, on anomalies, on things you saw, on where you think this is going, what are the next targets. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All I ask is you have a good phone and that you be right to the point. Finally, I'm not going to belabor this. We have a great crew, but we've had some folks on vacation, and we've had some people out of town working on some TV deals we've got coming up. So I don't normally say we're going to have a special and then extend it a week or two. This literally fell through the cracks because the ads are still running. Even though I'm not supposed to be offering it this, it has to end today. It will end today. I called folks in and I said, why is this still airing? I said I'd run it for one more week when you didn't take it out last week. I mean, literally. So the Alexa Pure Breeze is an amazing four-stage air filtration system. It gets out 99.99% of everything in a room of 800 square feet. It is only $249 regularly, but it's $184 introductory. And it's just super ergonomic, modern space-age design, four different filter technologies with the ion clusters, the first layer. It runs almost silent, and in comparable units are $400, $500, in some cases $1,000. So at $249, it's a steal, and the profit we make funds the operation, but I like super sales, so you cannot find this deal anywhere. In fact, they premiered it here. It's the folks that make the Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems as well. You get 10% off of that, promo code WATER at checkout. But the Alexa Pure Breeze, this is the last day. I never have a sale falls in the cracks like this. He keeps saying, this sale will end now. I said, fine. The guy that runs this is out of town for a week. We'll end it on Monday. Well, Monday's here. It's still up. So this is your last chance to save 26% total on something that's already the best deal out there in my view, and it's really amazing. And then I've purchased four of them for my home personally because there's so much in the air. And then finally, speaking of cleansing your body, Living Defense is 27 concentrated herbs like wildcrafted black walnut, green hull. It goes on and on. Wildcrafted wormwood. This is a lot of this is multi-thousand-year-old stuff that kicks out parasites and garbage in your body, from bad bacteria to worms, you name it. Most, you know, the medical science doesn't want you to even think about this or deal with this, but 90% of the world has parasites. They want you to just get sick and then have to go to them, in my view. Well, Living Defense, we only had one run of it, and it sold out in 2 days, because I guess it's just such a good deal, and all the nutraceutical experts out there flipped out over it. So I ordered triple the order. Well, then it took 6 months to get more of all the herbs in because we want to pass California standards. It's really hard to get 27 ingredients and have them pass California standards. That's nearly impossible. They wrote it to make it almost impossible. Well, we've done it, and I thought we'd have a month's supply. It's going to be sold out by tomorrow if I keep discounting it 25% out of the gates. I'm getting rid of the discount tonight at midnight. It's programmed into the shopping cart, and then we'll hopefully have a few thousand bottles that last until more comes in with it being $10 more, but I sincerely doubt that. And sign up for auto ship and get 10% off all the other discounts that are already there and free shipping on any order of $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the big umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the nutraceutical area. And we also have the whole longevity line. When you buy it at InfoWarsHealth.com, you get the biggest discounts as well on that whole family of products. And a small portion of the profit goes to help fund this operation as well. And believe me, this is a standalone operation funded by selling products. Not so much off sponsorship. Talk radio is collapsing. We're expanding in the face of a depression, not just in media, but in culture in general and in the economy, because we have to. Believe me, I don't want to risk everything and put on all sale and dump everything into and just max everything out. But I am. I'm actually hiring more camera people, editors, stuff like that, even though in the future we may not be able to keep them. We're going to go back to our guest now. It's just that it's very important you spread the word about the broadcast. The system's doing everything it can to censor people, to shut down this type of speech. They've pulled out the stops to try to buy off talk radio locally and kick people off affiliates. Big money's getting spent through that. I mean, there is a lot of ominous stuff going on. And so it's very important, whether it's this show or others, don't take stories and news articles and information for granted. Don't take the news up on DrudgeReport.com for granted, where he's breaking the electronic Berlin Wall. They don't want you to know Hillary ordered the stand down when she was still at the State Department on an investigation of this mosque, or that Obama ordered one 2 years ago and had a criminal investigation of FBI agents in San Bernardino. That's in this article with the proof, with the whistleblowers. Okay? And WorldNet Daily broke this yesterday. It didn't get any attention. We expanded the article, Drudge linked to it. The point is that this is a serious battle. Now, I want to go to our guest. Again, the website is enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, author, who has really predicted this tattoo Islamic rollout. So I want to go through some questions for you and then go through some of these clips and talk about the cowardice of some folks. We have a clip of a guy who went on the news and talked about how he survived, how he blocked the door so other people couldn't get out, so the shooter couldn't get him. And I mean, this really is a liberal for you. I mean, I've got to tell you, they are some nasty people on average. They have major studies out that they're six times more likely. This is government studies in England and Canada to not give money, to claim they give to charity. They are six times more likely to steal. They are many times more likely not to render aid. Because they're not real liberals, folks. They're fake, monstrous people. But I'm digressing. Matt Bracken, going back to the $64 trillion question, the sensationalism of the fact that Obama addresses Islamists in Cairo in his first major speech, they said it was better than their top imams, goes to the madrasas. His father, I believe, was Frank Marshall Davis, a communist, and he admittedly stayed at Summers with him, his grandpa's best friend, the communist pornographer. He seems to, you know, hate the West. I mean, who is this guy? What is the end game? This weird alliance between the left and Islam. Where is it going? What do you expect to happen? What do you think of my parallel to the Vichy French?
Well, I think that it's apt, and I think that the EU, you can just draw a line right through this entire century, at least going back to this Calgary plan. This fellow that was, you know, preaching the abolition of nationalities step by step, starting with the European Union. They have to destroy the nation state. There can't be Austrians that are proud to be Austrians. Their goal is to wreck Germany, wreck Austria, wreck France. That's why one of the most important things probably in the last generation that's happened in Europe is this referendum next week in England, the Brexit. If Brexit happens, the EU is probably dead. So this is an existential moment for the monsters in Brussels like President Junckers. These are dictators. The European Parliament is nothing. It's just a rubber stamp for secret councils that make the laws that Europeans have to live by. But I was watching a lot of the Bilderberg coverage. Your affiliated reporter, Paul Joseph Watson, is amazing. Anybody should go back and watch any of his YouTube videos. He's brilliant. He was on the scene there. Now I'm going to tie Bilderberg to what we're talking about in Orlando directly. General Petraeus is one of the sellouts, the lackeys, the stooges that was invited to come over and lick the hands of the super elites at Bilderberg. Now he's joining up forces with other gun controllers. There he is. He's joining up with the other gun controllers to disarm us. This traitor, General Petraeus, this traitor, this enemy of the Constitution, General Petraeus, I want to say something to you and people like you. You took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. First Amendment, Second Amendment, all of the amendments. And you are working for the Saudis now, indirectly, through this global hedge fund, KKR, where you're making millions of dollars on commissions, and you're getting paid for doing work like your Washington Post article about why we shouldn't insult Islam, because it makes them upset, and they might attack us. He's preaching surrender to Sharia law because he's making millions of dollars. In what universe is that not treason? He might be a retired general, and he might be a retired CIA director, but in my book,
it is. Look, when foreign powers start buying off people of influence, it's called espionage. It's called infiltration. We used to execute people if they did that with the Russians, and that's what's crazy about this. For folks that don't know, it got overshadowed. They shot it Saturday Live. Sunday, it was going viral, but then, of course, the sad shooting. And to understand the video, General Petraeus is walking out. He's not even running yet, and Germans start talking to him that are aware of who he is in Bilderberg. So he runs from them and literally runs so that he won't be identified inside this meeting that violates the Logan Act. And so this is purely, purely disgusting. And the word is, Petraeus wasn't going along with the globalists and was an attempt to bring balance between the army and the CIA. But when they were able to get him with the secret files in his house, he basically rolled over to them so that they wouldn't give him prison time. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's so disgusting to see him under their control.
The treason is so wound through this administration, the high-ranking parts of this government. You know about Philip Haney. He has a book out called See Something, Say Nothing. There's another book, very important, by a former subject matter expert on Islamic Jihad named Stephen Coughlin, called Catastrophic Failure, Blindfolding America in the Face of Jihad. He was the go-to man on Islamic Jihad until the Obama administration. He had a brief which was named by the people that heard it the Red Pill Brief, a reference to the Matrix, because when people listened to Stephen Coughlin's briefs, then they understood it. When the Fort Hood shooting happened, people said to Stephen Coughlin, did you speak to this guy? Did you collaborate? Because in his briefs that he was giving, Major Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter, he was using the same slides you were using. And Stephen Coughlin's reply was, no, these are the key surahs from the Quran. So if he was using them, I was using them because I understand how they think. This is what they're thinking. Well, he was thrown out of being a lecturer to the CIA, the Pentagon, the Joint Chiefs, and Obama had the entire American law enforcement and intelligence agencies purged of any mentions of Islamic Jihad.
It's incredible. So I want to play the clip since you mentioned it. The video's up on Infowars.com. This is Rob Dew chasing Petraeus, and this cuts in during the chase. First they go up and talk to him, and he literally cuts and runs. Here is the former head of the CIA running from reporters in Dresden.
One quick question, General Petraeus. You had to resign as a result of an email scandal, yet Hillary Clinton is still running for president, even though she's got this massive email scandal with people hacking her. You think she should resign from the Democratic Party? Just one quick question, sir.
That's from the middle. Here's where he comes out. Germans come over and start talking to him. We now are aware of what's really going on, general public. And then, boom, he hightails it.
Hey, sir.
We're going to go ahead and keep rolling this up. I'm sorry, go ahead. Is your audio cutting out there, Mr. Bracken? Sorry, go ahead.
I hope that the video that sticks to him like stink on rice is the video of that sniveling, coward traitor running away. He is a man that took an oath to defend our Constitution, and he's lining his pockets with millions of dollars of bribes from Saudi Arabia, laundered through a global hedge fund. He doesn't have any background in finance. It's supposed to be his Rolodex, his connections.
Sure, sure. I understand that. Hey, so breaking this down, he's just emblematic. He's emblematic of this. What do we do? Where does this go? What is the Saudi endgame? Yes, they bought off our government to a great extent.
The reason I'm hammering on Petraeus so much is we need to identify traitors, call them out, and hang traitor around their neck. Running away at Bilderberg is brilliant, and thank you, InfoWars, for getting that.
Why do you think the wicked flee when none pursue?
General.
Why do you think the wicked flee when none pursue?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, Mr. Bracken, stay there. He is fired up today, former Navy SEAL, on with us a month ago, predicting that these Tet Offensive-style attacks would begin. He'll come back, and we'll take some calls from Mark and Marguerite and Diane.
Prepared to bug out. Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. from a hero, Orlando attack survivor describes harrowing escape. And who knows if it's even true? This guy turns out to be one of these little actors. But what trendy isn't trying to be an actor? His anger was consistent. Instead of having their own life, they're actors. Orlando Gunman's ex-coworker talks to Kelly File. A survivor of last night's shooting in Orlando told the Kelly File described the body and the bloody carnage that unfolded. Louis Burbano. Well, let's actually hear from him himself and then start going to your phone calls with our guests. Here it is.
Well, you were holding the doors shut so that the shooter could not get out, but was there any concern that, you know, you might be keeping people fleeing the shooter from getting out there?
Being
told what to say.
I was on my mind.
He's looking on his phone. There was banging.
There was pushing up the door. I was on my mind. But at that point in time, I just tried doing what I thought would be best at that moment, because it was getting louder and getting closer. And I looked to my left. There was a good 20 people piling on top of each other, trying to exit out of a small closet-looking door to the parking lot. And I pray that it was nobody trying to escape. And if they did, if they hid, if they got stuck, and you know, you don't know what to do until that happens. And I just thought it was in the right.
Talk about a robot.
I'm not a hero.
About getting trampled. In other words, so many people were coming
in. He's got earphones in. He's reading what someone's telling him to say.
I wanted everyone to.
This is who America is now. A bunch of zombies.
My goal was making sure my best friend and these people had space, because panic and chaos was not allowing everyone to get through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these nightclubs are death traps. All right, that's enough of this.
15 seconds.
We're going to go to break. This is a short segment. Longer segments are coming up the next hour. I'm going to go to Chad and Robert and Alex and Marguerite and Diane and others. But going back to our guest, Mr. Bracken, other tidbits you haven't added that you think are important to impart. And then I want to ask you about his brother-in-law that's a major player with Obama, bringing in, quote, refugees, is an anti-Trump guy, and all the rest of it. I mean, this is really getting crazy. And this judge is part of La Raza and part of a boycott of Trump. And he comes out and says, you should recuse yourself, and they spin that saying Trump's being racist. I mean, this is just crazy.
This is a war for our minds. This is, you know, this is the AJ show. This is a war for your mind. I don't want to come off like I'm only here to attack General Petraeus, but I think it's very important to point out clear traitors that took an oath and defy it. But I also want to throw some support to people that deserve it. We all know about, like, Pam Geller getting taken off of Facebook, but, I mean, I think she can afford security, or at least more than the guy I'm about to talk about. There's an American up in Virginia with a counter-jihad website. He's another author. He's an old guy. He's even older than me, real old, named Ed Klein with a C, and he's on the ISIS kill list, all right? The FBI visited him and said, hey, buddy, you're on the ISIS kill list. He told his landlord, and his landlord's evicting him. This is like a real financial hardship.
What an incredible nation of cowards. I have to say it. We have become a spoiled, rotten nation of filth that don't even know the people we inherited this country from. And people think it's a virtue to be cowards.
He doesn't recognize Virginia anymore. He's moving to Texas, where he thinks he has a better shot at freedom, at least people that will fight. So they're on the gatesofvienna.org, that's another leading counter-jihad website, Gates of Vienna, as in the defense against Islam in the 1600s.
That's when they bought the walls up in Rome, yeah.
Yeah, there's a GoFundMe site on Gates of Vienna for Ed Klein. He's trying to get money together in a hurry because he's being evicted because he's on the ISIS kill list. Can you imagine? So if people go to Gates of Vienna, they can maybe chuck it out.
Yeah, we should get Mr. Klein on. I mean, look, the crazy thing is how the radical Islamicists, which is Islam, have gotten the media and everybody to totally come in against American freedom. But in Europe, they're arresting Germans and people by the thousands that just say anything. We got video of them ticketing people for handing out flyers. I mean, the left is the most hateful anti-freedom group. They're spinning the killing of these gays and blaming gun owners, folks, and loving their little jihadis.
Thank you.
Back in 70 seconds.
Visit GCNLive.com today.